Nader delivered an indictment of what he described as secret law, secret courts, secret evidence, secret surveillance, and other recent activities by the federal government.
If you think our country was in trouble in the McCarthy period, in the 50s, that was a cakewalk compared to what's going on today, here and abroad.
Joining Nader was Bruce Fine, a former Justice Department and Federal Communications Commission's attorney, who now represents Edward Snowden's family. He described the Federal Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper's, testimony last year before the Senate Intelligence Committee, in which Clapper said the government was not collecting data on millions of Americans. Snowden's leaks described NSA gathering of data on telephone calls.
We have as our Director of National Intelligence, who's entrusted with secrets about us, a known perjurer, remains in office, untarnished, public reputation there. Where's all the newspapers calling for his resignation? Silence.
Another attorney on the panel, Jesslyn Raddick, said she's devoted her life's work to representing whistleblowers. Snowden is now a client. She criticized the Obama administration for using the Espionage Act to prosecute government whistleblowers and journalists.
I view this as part of a wider war on information going on in our country against whistleblowers and journalists and hacktivists and people who dissent from the government party line. And it is a fast track to having an Official Secrets Act, which we have lived without for more than 200 years in this country.
Also on the panel was Edgar Kahn, the founder of Antioch Law School, who discussed how attorneys can fight the injustices of poverty. Nader called on the Yale law students to stand up and fight injustices of all kinds. He said change can start with just a few people. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.